Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you are getting out of this podcast is listening to two friends talk shit for an hour every single week.
Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right. I just want to do a quick disclaimer before we actually start cracking on with this episode. For some reason, my throat is still... No, it just sounds awful. I don't know if it sounds awful if I'm just hearing it bad, but I have a very dry throat for some reason. Not COVID. Feel like any little sign of illness, everyone's like, but yeah.
We take it in turns to be along this channel.
I know, yeah. What the hell is happening? I
feel right now, I'm fine and you're ill, and then you're going to be fine and I'll get back and I'll be deathly ill.
It's just a joke, babes. I sound like the bloody View voice. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the big screen experience. And switch off from the outside world.
This week's episode is exclusively centered around your dating stories. So we basically asked on Instagram for you guys to send in a load of dilemmas, your weird stories that you've had from dates. We are pre-recording this episode. That's why we're not having a catch-up, because we've just had a catch-up.
We literally just finished filming an episode like 2 minutes ago, so if we are slightly delirious and it just ends up going to shit, it's because Anna is going to Magaluf next week. She's not here to be able to film an episode, so here we are.
But look forward to episode 5 when I get to tell you all the silly stories, and Freya's going to be on. So she can tell you.
You actually should tell me live. Like, you shouldn't tell me.
Oh, yeah, I won't tell you before. We'll tell each other on the podcast.
That's fun. But yeah, for this episode, we're actually going to be discussing all your problems, because we currently have none.
Enjoy. That's a bold statement.
So, POV, picture this. Someone said, I went on a date with a guy I'd met through Facebook. We both knew of each other because we were from the same town, but I'd never met in person. Dun, dun, dun. When we were on the date, I could just tell he wasn't into it, and I kept thinking, what was the point of him asking me to go on a date if he's really not interested in me from the get-go? Well, it turns out he wasn't interested in me. He was interested in my sister, who was in my profile pic, and thought it was her. Oh my god, I was horrified after finding out from a mutual friend, and safe to say, a second date was not on the table. That's awful.
That's awful, but you know what? I feel like it's quite common.
Oh yeah, I've definitely matched with people who have just got a group photo.
Yeah, people on Tinder, as their first photo, will put a group photo, and I'm like, it's not a guessing game. I'm trying to figure out which one I want to date. Just put a picture of you.
I don't think I would. Like, when I had Tinder and dating apps and stuff, I don't think I ever had any, like, photos of anyone. Like,
I've never put a picture on with anyone. Like, not in a self-centered way, but, like, it's your dating profile.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you want to date me and all my friends? Like, or do you want to compare me to my friends? Yeah, no. That is awful, though. Especially when you get all the... Like, surely he knew before. Surely her entire page wasn't just photos of her and her friends.
I mean, surely you'd also... Surely you'd also, like, ask if it was which one
unless every single photo
it was through Facebook, though, didn't she say? Well, then even more so.
Facebook. Yeah, she'll have more photos on there. Surely he will have known, unless he literally does not care that much. If he were just in it for a shag and he's literally just gone on a thing, saw her photo, not even clicked on her actual profile.
He probably did do that.
Jesus, Lord Christ, get him gone, get him gone.
Did you like him or did you not? That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Well, clearly, because she would have not thought, like, he was his brother. Like, she would have gone into it thinking...
She was his brother?
Like,
he was his brother?
No, he thought she were her sister, so she would not have thought the same about him. She would have seen his face and knew it were him. That is awful, though, girl. I feel sorry for you. I really, really do. I've probably been on, like, one date before I met Lewis. In fact, I have been on one date before I met Lewis. I don't know what I'd do on a date if I got there and weren't into it.
Have you not been on a blind date?
No. Is that a regular thing? No, I've not.
I didn't know. Callum set me up on a sort of blind date with that name. And I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah, no, but that's not a blind date. You know who they look, what they look like first. How'd you go into a blind date?
I saw a picture from 3 years ago, so he looked nothing like that.
But how'd you go into a blind date? Like when you arrive at the restaurant, at the bar, wherever you're going, how do you know who you're walking up to?
You say where you're sat.
It's like the episode of First Dates, and he gets up and introduces himself to the wrong girl, and then she's like, oh, it's not me.
Oh, I'm Married at First Sight, and he goes for the bridesmaid. Is that what you're on about?
No, this Married at First Sight, that is a good one as well, but there's one... Teen First Dates or something.
Oh, I've
and
seen
he gets
it.
Up from the bar and like says hi, and then the man's like, oh no, this is not your date. That'd be me. I just wouldn't even be able to, I would not be able to do a blind date. I'd panic way too much beforehand.
I've never really, well, I kind of did one, didn't really work out, but I wouldn't personally do it again.
Yeah, especially if you think, if you get there and realise that the person's not into you, that's just awkward. I'd just be like, hi, this is not, I feel like in that situation, I'd just be like, this is not working. Like,
Would you actually be honest?
Yeah, I feel like if it were that bad and like you could tell that the other person, I just wouldn't want to sit through the awkward, like, oh God, or like, I'd just be like, this is clearly not working how we thought it would be. Should we just either get really drunk and just be friends? And I feel like that'd alleviate the stress. I'd just be like, should we just... call it a day.
This also sounds very superficial, though. It's not also all about looks. Like, you could meet someone who you didn't necessarily think was gonna like look,
yeah,
but they did,
course.
And they actually might be the nicest person in the world.
Yeah, I would.
But like, I think when people say looks don't play a part, I think they do play a part.
Oh no, they do, because initial attraction before someone's opened their mouth or you've even spoke to them, like what someone looks like is you. Everyone has an attraction, like a visual attraction to
100%.
Everything. But yeah, I feel like being in this situation, just being open and honest and being like, right, this is not working. Do we continue as friends and just have a laugh and like take it for what it is? Or do we just sack it all off and go home?
Okay, so I used to see a boy in college and he just wasn't it. I then gave him a second chance after we reconnected as a couple years later. All was great. Then after a couple of months, I went onto my TikTok For You page and the girl had made a My Biggest Flex TikTok about finding a boyfriend during the pandemic. This boy was the one who had told me he loved me 3 days prior, and then I found out he'd been sleeping with her, me, and four other girls at the same time.
Disaster.
I feel like TikTok is like, so many relationships are ended through TikTok, like at festivals.
Oh, when people go on holiday and they're like, I'm sorry to the girl, like if you're getting married in Greece in 2 months' time, your boyfriend's just been on a holiday.
I saw one the other day and it was like a girl on a train. She was like, if you've got a boyfriend called something from somewhere, he's just said he cheated on
that.
You.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Yeah, no, I feel like, but also I'd love to know how TikTok works, because my TikTok is very in sync with my Instagram. Like, my TikTok For You page keeps showing me people that I've recently seen on Instagram or recently followed on Instagram.
That doesn't surprise me.
I don't know how it works, because they're not linked directly. So unless it's like watching what I'm doing on my phone.
They definitely are watching what you're doing on your phone.
But that's crazy. Like, I literally will see someone's photo or like a person's photo on Instagram and then three scrolls into my For You page. I don't follow them on TikTok, but then I'm like, oh my God, fuck. I literally just followed this person on Instagram.
I feel like that keeps happening though.
Very bizarre.
It is very odd.
But yeah, no, TikTok's like Tinder if you're single, but it also is like the worst thing ever if you're in a relationship, especially if you do find out you've either been cheated on or...
I feel like if your boyfriend or your girlfriend goes away to like a festival, you're going to go on TikTok to be like, awful. Has someone made one of these TikToks?
It's actually awful. I don't understand, like, why is that on my view page? I am the view page of people's relationships getting absolutely ruined.
Yeah, me too. I get loads of them on mine.
Did you see the thing about Shawn Mendes that everyone's... Well, I saw everyone talking about it on Twitter. I feel like I'm very much involved in every fandom ever on Twitter. And I just observe. But basically, Shawn Mendes did a lie detector thing. I don't know if it was... I feel like it was
for Vanity Fair.
Fair.
Yeah, I watched it.
And he got asked if people would be shocked by his For You page. And he was like... Yeah, I get, like, really awkwardly, like, saying, yeah, I guess so, like... And then they were asking what his few pages, and he was like, "That's why it's for me." Like, that's what? Why it's like. Basically, everyone is trying to say that Shawn Mendes is gay. Everyone always has tried to say Shawn Mendes is gay.
Camila for years.
Yeah, there's just a thing about Shawn Mendes being gay, and apparently everyone were like, "He's definitely on gay TikTok." That's why he was like, "Yeah, I'm gonna be shot." All I think about when I see Shawn Mendes now is him jumping into the sea like he does. Have you seen that video of him getting in the water?
Oh my god, yeah. And he doesn't jump in though.
He lays down, like sticks his bum and then drops. Yeah. Like, it's very bizarre. I fucking love Shawn Mendes. No one should be trying to dig up the fact whether he's gay, whatever. Just let him live his damn life. I feel like people's fantasies. I do love him. I do feel bad as well though. I feel like celebrities get like a... I don't know, I'd hate... Like, even Harry Styles at one point were getting the whole like, oh, is this man gay?
Oh yeah, that was awful. So many people thought that.
I feel like just let people be, you know? But no, TikTok, awful. This story is disgusting. Disaster.
I feel very sorry for you. I am very sorry you've had to go through that. I feel like it's quite getting like a very common occurrence.
I just think nowadays. Get rid of TikTok. In fact, no, I don't. I think get rid of stupid boys.
Yeah. Boys, just sort yourself out.
Oh, God, this one's disgusting. Like, this, I'd hate to be either person in this entire scenario. Someone said, it was a one-night stand, and I was so drunk that I was sick all over his face.
I just...
Other people's sick is what I can't deal with. Like, honest to God, the smell of other people's sick, the sound of other people being sick, trigger warning. Ugh, disgusting.
Is that why you were sending me pictures of your sick?
Yeah, but I was
the other night?
I was drunk.
Oh. I woke up, it was like, and I had a message from Byron at like 3 a.m, and it was a selfie of him, then I just scrolled down a little bit more and it was just the toilet. And there was like red stuff in it, and I was like, oh my god, it was disgusting.
Do you know what's funny? From that day, I have a photo of me sending a photo of my chicken to my mum, being like, this is not cooking right at all, and it looks very weirdly undercooked. Then I I'll show you actually. I have a photo of the chicken cooking, and because I sent it to my mum, like, questioning whether or not I can eat this, or if, like, I'm cooking the wrong type of chicken. Do you know what I mean? Like, why does it look like that?
Please don't tell me you ate it like that.
No, I didn't eat it like that. I let it cook a bit more.
That looks like halloumi. It doesn't even look like chicken.
It was just weird. Like, I don't look. This is my face cooking it. And then that way it cooked, I sent that to Lewis.
That doesn't look too bad.
And then this was it in the toilet afterwards when it came off.
That's disgusting.
So, yeah, that was me being sick. I don't think I had food poisoning.
No, I think you just drank too much.
Babe, I had food poisoning that day. I take it back. I never drink too much.
I thought you drank a whole bottle of Absolute.
No, babe,
that's what little birdie told me.
No, I had undercooked chicken, babe. That's not me. We'll not paint this narrative. Who would you rather be? But who would you rather be in this situation? Do you want to be the one being sick on, or the person sick?
No,
in?
I want to be the one being sick.
But then I feel like that's also, like, it's not embarrassing for the person that's got sick on them. It's embarrassing for the person that was sick.
Yeah, but I'd rather just be like, oh my fucking God, I'm so sorry, rather than be dripping in sick.
I know, but then in the situation, no, in the moment, I'd rather be the person being sick, but then living with the embarrassment afterwards. If I was sick on, I'd probably just forget about it.
It depends if you see the person again. If you see them again, like, you're never going to be able to live that down.
You're never ever going to live that down anyway. Like,
oh, it's a one night stand anyway, so I think that's a funny story.
Oh God, babe, I won't mind it for now. I'd actually think about that for the rest of my life. Like, I really would. Yeah, I think about things. I remember I lost a pen. My mum bought me an underwater pen. Don't know why you'd need to write underwater, but you could write with this pen underwater. Like, I tried it
How
on the
did you try
sink.
It? Oh,
like, not paper, in water.
Oh.
No, I tried writing on the side of the sink underwater, and you can actually write underwater. Like a zero gravity pen or something. Some bullshit.
Come on,
like £40 my mum got it me for my birthday. I took it to school the day I took it to school, I lost it. And I still, to this day, feel guilty and think about the fact that I lost this pen. So if I was sick on someone's face, babe, it would actually take me to my grave.
I don't think I... Well, no, obviously, I would be embarrassed in the moment. Like, I wouldn't know what to do with myself. But I feel like after, I'd just come back and I'd just have to laugh about it.
I feel like it could be worse. I'd rather be sick on someone than, like, shit on someone.
Can you please... Oh, my God, I would not want to shit on someone.
I know, but yeah, but imagine, that'd like, be any bodily function, I feel like sick's quite, like... Especially if you've, on a night out, you've come back with someone... Like, being sick's kind of like a
common occurrence. Yeah. I don't really throw up, though. I haven't thrown up for a very long time. Touch wood.
Mm. Same.
Can't say the same for you, but can you please let us know, whoever sent this in, what his reaction was? Because I would absolutely love to know. It's very short and sweet. You just said you were sick, but I want to know how he reacted.
Yeah, I want to know what happened and, like, how it did it get resolved.
The next one. My ex went on a solo spa weekend away in another country, bought by his mum for his birthday. kind of odd anyway, but go off. I was never a jealous person or anything, so I didn't think anything of it. When he went, I got a really bad gut feeling. I decided to stalk socials and went on his ex's Facebook and saw she had checked in at the airport with him. Apparently they had separate rooms, etc., which is bullshit, because why would you feel the need to hide it in the first place?
Why would his mum... I don't know, is the thing about the mum true? Like, did his mum actually...
His mum probably didn't buy it. He's booked it with his ex-girlfriend. His mum has not bought him
that. And said that his mum got him it for his birthday. Oh, God. I feel like gut feelings are honestly always, like,
100%. You've always got to go with your gut.
It's so fucking weird. Like, the things, like, I don't know, the more I live my life, I realise that listening to your gut is actually so important. And there's so many things that you think, oh, am I being stupid? And then you get proved right. And I'm like, oh, no.
I always listen to my gut feeling. I don't think I've ever been wrong.
Oh, babe, you've never been wrong, of course.
I'm not going to listen to my gut feeling. Oh,
babe, what's your gut telling you now? That you want to get me some snacks because I'm starving?
You're a fucking arsehole.
I think that's awful. And but I do think that, like, he's cheated on you anyway, but also why with his ex?
Well, yeah, I want to know how long you two have been together as well, because if you guys are in, like, a year-long relationship and then he's gone on a spa weekend abroad with his ex, how has that come about?
Yeah.
Like, that's very, very odd.
And who also goes to a spa in another country? Like, I feel like if you were going to a spa, you'd, like, if we were going to the spa, you'd go to, like, the Peak District or, like...
Maybe I'd just go to that Ballantine spa in town if I wanted to go get a massage. I would, like...
No, but a spa weekend, you're not going to go to Ballantine 2 minutes down the street. What are you going to do? Stay in there, like, a hotel when you could see your bedroom from the window? Yeah,
staycation in my own city.
Oh, babe.
No, but a spa weekend, I guess some people obviously do it, clearly, but I've never thought about it. Might have a cheeky look.
Babe, if I'm going to a spa, it's because I'm going to meet my ex in a different country. Don't even have a bloody ex.
That is awful. Oh God, jinx. This is really weird. Same brain syndrome.
Jinx. Me and Anna recently keep doing the same things, but without the other one knowing.
It's, like, really weird.
Little example. Anna, why would anyone think to order that camera?
I don't know.
It's not like a thing that it's not like a trendy thing to get this camera. Like, me and Anna... Basically, I walked into Anna's office this morning. Loads of little things keep happening. We're not even, like, doing it in front of each other, but we'll text each other or say, oh my God, this happened earlier, and Anna will be like, shut the fuck up. I walked into Anna's office and see a box for, like, a camera on her side. Don't want to say what camera it is. I want you to see it in use and then be like, oh my God, that's fun. But when you do see it in use, just know that I walked into Anna's office this morning and we're like, shut up. I've been complaining all morning that I'm going to miss my Amazon parcel because I were filming podcasts at 11 o'clock this morning. Shock, believe me. I had to get up early.
Were you filming podcasts at 11?
No, babe, we weren't, but we were meant to film it at 11. My call time was 11. Did I make it? No. They were a crash, babe. I were in traffic.
Babe, that was fuck all. Byron puts in the group chat, oh, it's raining, babe. It's slowing us down. Are you joking? It was spitting.
I couldn't find my coat. Anyway, don't know how we got onto that. I walked into Anna's office, long story, and saw this camera, and we're like, oh my God, guess what's arriving at my house today? This camera. I don't know how
it's a very, like, random
thing to order and have. What else have we done it with recently?
There was something else. Oh, last night we were having a conversation about something and we said the exact same, like, and it was, like, a very far-fetched topic to mention.
We've done it recently with something else though, like, in person.
Yeah, I know, we keep doing it, we keep going to say same brain syndrome,
or we'll just sing the same song at the same time and be like,
oh. It's very weird.
Anyway,
going to a spa weekend. But anyway, I mean, are you still together now? Please give us an update, because I would love to know.
I think it's bullshit when people get caught out, like, cheating and stuff, to then be like, apparently we had separate rooms. Like, why?
That's such a far-fetched lie.
I'm going on a solo holiday and also my ex is suddenly there and also we had separate rooms and also my mum booked it for my birthday. Like, that shit just does not happen.
You've just,
like,
been caught out in a lie and you're trying to cover it up to save your relationship.
I hate when people lie
stupid.
Like that. Like, I would so much rather... I would not obviously stay with anyone that cheated on me, but I would be able to say in an argument, you have an argument with your partner, I would get over the thing that we're arguing about, but I wouldn't get over the fact that they're lying. Like, that's, I wouldn't be able to do that. Like, if they were lying and I knew they were lying, I'd be more annoyed at them not telling me the truth than actually what we were arguing about in the first place. So I feel like if you get caught out cheating, you've done a bad thing. The person just doesn't deserve to be with you anyway. So just be honest. Like, don't put some good person through bullshit. All right.
Preach.
Girl. I was seeing a guy and spent the night with him after a night out. The next morning, I was woken up to the sound of him in the toilet with explosive diarrhea.
Sounds very familiar.
It went on for nearly 30 minutes. When he got back into bed, I had to pretend I was asleep and didn't hear anything while trying not to be sick. All I heard was him whisper, sorry, and I'll never forget it. I honestly think I have IBS.
I was going to say, it's not even I think. I think we know Byron has IBS.
Guys, I don't want to make this podcast gross and disgusting, but my toilet times and everything is just atrocious. I can go like days without needing a poo, and then I can go days with all I do is poo, and it's just not convenient
it's
timing.
It's every time. Oh my God, Jim, when I was at yours the other night.
Oh my God.
That was another thing we had to sync, actually. That was really weird.
Anna Haz and Freya came around to mine for like a Chinese evening. We watched some like random ass documentaries and stuff. And all at once, me, Anna and Freya were going to shit our pants.
There was two toilets and three people with explosive.
We had to keep rotating the toilets because like obviously there's not enough. There weren't three toilets in my house.
But, like, it got so bad, we were stripping items of clothing off, like, one by one. And then we'd put it back on, go sit on the sofa to take a breather. And then you'd feel that awful feeling in your stomach, like, oh, my God, I need to go back.
I've never known anything like it. And we hadn't eaten anything necessarily the same. We'd been eating at the same places, but not the same meals. So it can't have been like, oh, the chicken were undercooked, because like not everyone had chicken from there.
But that was some
something was very,
awful.
Very, very bizarre. It was one of them where, like, you're actually butt naked.
I thought you'd finished, and then Freya opened the door, and I was sat on the sofa, and you were just sat on the toilet fully naked. Yeah. I've got a video of you, actually.
Awful. Like, that were awful. So I do sympathise with this. Like, when I first started going around to Lewis's house, his bedroom in his old house, the wall to the toilet was his bedroom wall, like, was the headboard bedroom wall.
So if you had explosive diarrhea.
I could hear him in the bathroom brushing his teeth, you could hear him turn the sink on, you could hear him weeing. I literally could hear him breathing in the toilet when I was laid in bed. And obviously that means he can hear me just as loud. I used to cup my farts with tissue and stuff, like, on the toilet.
Disgusting.
Or I'd, like, stand slightly up from the toilet to, like,
how does that help?
So it doesn't echo as much in the bowl.
Just put tissue down.
I did all the precautions. But you know I'm not good with a bathroom. I can't even, like...
Every time we go out, Byron's like, oh my God, I need a shit. We're walking somewhere, yeah. I need a shit.
It's as soon as I smell or think about alcohol as well.
It's as soon as Byron knows we're going out.
Yeah, no. I think I just have a nervous stomach and just is not great. So I really, really do sympathise. I also don't think I would care. Like, I'd find it funny, but I also think if I was the one laid in bed and I could hear someone explosively...
I'd laugh.
I'd laugh to myself, but I wouldn't want them to know I'm laughing.
Oh, yeah, God, no, yeah. I wouldn't, like, walk out and be like, haha, you just had the shit. So I'd just be giggling to myself, like, oh, God.
Yeah, or I would make it really obvious that I could hear them. Like, I'd be like, ooh.
I think it depends how well I'm getting on with the person.
Yeah, true, actually. I don't think it's... Like, you can't...
But I think it's
stuff.
The fact that he came back and whispered sorry.
Yeah. I do get it, though, because I feel like if I knew, like, at the start... I don't know. I'm trying to put it into, like, a perspective of if it was me. And I feel like there's definitely been times where I know Lewis has heard me shitting in his house when we very first met. And then I'd come out.
Would you say sorry?
Or I'd just be like, oh, that was awful.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'd come out and just be like, that was awful. I would say sorry, though.
I don't think I'd even say that. I'd just try and carry on as though it's not happened.
Or just get back into bed and pretend you're asleep.
No, well, not that, but I just wouldn't mention it. I wouldn't be like, oh, God, that was awful. Or but I wouldn't be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
There's ways around it. I feel like you can play TikToks on your phone. I do that quite a lot, especially in clubs, actually. I used to never be able to poo anywhere but my own toilet, but I've realised that's very not ethical. When you're someone like me who constantly needs to shit, it's not practical to think, oh, right, I can only poo at home. Just doesn't happen. Like, just does not happen. So, little trick, play TikToks on your phone really loudly. So people think, oh,
you
just...
Do you still do that in clubs?
I do it in clubs, yeah.
Just why? Because the music's really loud, no?
Not necessarily, not always. I do it in clubs, one, because I don't want the person that holds all the tissues and stuff to think I'm doing some sort of drugs in there.
Oh.
Because I feel like they'd think you're doing drugs in there when you're going for a while anyway. And, like, I'm genuinely just shitting. Where was it that someone...
Playground.
We went to a club and the guy was adamant that I'd been in the toilet doing drugs. And I was literally like, I'm shit, that I was shitting. And he was like, give me £20 or you're getting kicked out. And I literally was thinking to myself, babe, I probably should have been in there doing drugs if you're acting like this. Like, I honestly was just shitting. And he literally was, like, following me out of the toilet, like, saying he was going to dob me into the bouncers. And I'm thinking, I've got IBS. Leave me alone. Like, something's not
right. You need
right.
to get a little, like, card from the NHS or something to be like, I've got IBS.
I was just like, but I also get stage fright when I'm pooing. So, like, it takes me a while to get comfortable. So I feel like I do have to put TikTok on, like, nice comfort.
Really? See, I am the complete opposite. I'd probably a bit TMI, but I can literally just shit in anyone's toilet.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'll just sit down and it'll come straight out, and then I'll walk out like, oh.
Or you pad the bottom of the toilet with tissue roll.
I do that sometimes.
But also, you don't want to risk it getting blocked. Like, you don't want to put too much tissue in the toilet, because then you're going to be putting tissue on top. Like, imagine you block the toilet. That's worse than farting. And
basically, going to the toilet is quite a traumatic experience for our whole friendship group, yeah. as you can see.
It's from school. Like, I've actually got some sort of PTSD from school. Like, when I were at school, the boys would, like, come in the toilet and throw, like, wet toilet paper over the things at people in the toilet, or they'd bang on all the doors, like... I remember in France, actually, we went to Paris on a school trip and we were in a service station, and I obviously went for a poo. When am I not going for a poo? And I could see the bottom of the... You know when you can see that under the stall?
Yeah.
Outside the door, I saw loads of people come in, and they were all French, like French boys, like French teenagers. And they stood outside the door, like they were stood outside my toilet door. So if I went to open the door, I wouldn't be able to, because they were stood, like, I couldn't get out. And they were all stood there and they were talking in French. And I was like, oh my God, what is happening? Then they started banging on the door loads. And I was like, oh my God, please. Like, do they think I'm their friend or something? Like, this is not ideal. It turns out they were trying to mug everyone on our school trip.
Oh, that's
good.
Like,
rocks. They were throwing rocks and stuff at the coach as we were leaving. Like,
were you the only one in the toilet?
I don't think I was, but I think my teacher opened the toilet door to be like, is anyone from our thing in here? And then I
were like, me.
But I think as she opened the door, they moved out of the way, like, as if,
oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean? So then I, like, scurried out of there. But I feel like I've just got a lot of trauma from school and pooing in school toilets.
And now he's got IBS.
I think I've done it to myself from trying to hold it. I think I have.
Quite a lot of people have got IBS that I know, actually.
I don't think I actually clinically have IBS.
Oh, I think you do.
I think I've just got an unhealthy diet and a high cholesterol.
Baby, maybe looking pretty, but your cholesterol's
fucked.
That's what Freya said to me.
I was going to say, guess the friend that said that to
her. Oh, it was fucking Freya. She was like, babe, you may look very pretty on the outside, but your cholesterol's fucked on the inside. I was like, you know what, babe, that is fine.
Babe, we can live with that. We'll deal with it later in life.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
And just like that, that is the end of another messy group chat segment. If you do want to get involved with these, head over to our Instagram and you can email them as well, right?
You can email them, actually. I feel like not many people will email. I feel like you're more Instagram, but...
either put it to us on an Instagram DM. It'll all be anonymous. There'll be no judging from our end. Go wild, go crazy, go stupid. And yeah, send us some messy group chat dilemmas and things you want us to give you advice on. Can't really say we give much advice. We feel like we just go off on a tangent.
We just tell you that we've both got IBS.
We just tell you that we're as awful as you are, basically. And as we've been in them situations ourselves.
People.
If it makes you feel any less bad about the situation, we've been there and probably done it.
10 times worse.
Yeah, and I probably shat on someone. In fact, I haven't yet. Maybe.
Yet.
I guess pot.
Keyword.
Yet. Yeah, keyword.
So like I did say at the beginning, we have pre-recorded this episode and the last episode because I am actually off to Magaluf on Monday. It was a very random last minute decision from me. So crazy, I know. So spontaneous. Literally, Party Hard just messaged me saying, we're going to do like an end of the year little get together. Do you guys want to come? And I absolutely jumped at the chance because I went to Cavos last year, twice actually, and I had the time of my life. So we're off to Magaluf for 4 nights, 5 days, and I'm sure there's going to be lots of lovely stories.
I'm sure I'm going to do so much on my own when I have no friends in Manchester for that period. I was invited on the trip.
I was going to say, Brian was invited.
I just don't really see me in Magaluf, if I'm honest.
I see you in a Pussy Patrol, Mr. I Fuck Kids t-shirt at the airport, but Byron wasn't seeing that. I said, we're going to recreate the in-betweeners scene where they're dancing really awkwardly over in the club. We're going to recreate the exact scene for TikTok.
I don't see myself in that light. I also feel like I get it would be fun and I would have a good time, but I also, I'm very new to the whole clubbing scene. And I feel like in
poor boy, he's 22, he's only just been to his first club. He's not sure how to handle himself.
No, this is very true. But also, at the same time, I know what I'm like on holiday. When we went to Santorini, I bought 2 bottles of alcohol. I cannot drink in the sun. When the sun is out, I am like a wilting flower. I cannot do it. It doesn't give me energy. The sun, if anything, removes any ounce of energy that I've got in my body mixed with alcohol. I'd literally just be laid in bed or by the pool all day long just thinking, what am I doing?
So basically, next time we all go abroad together, if you dare touch one alcoholic drink in the sun, I will snatch it straight out of your hand.
I will drink an alcoholic drink, but I didn't get drunk in Santorini because I can't in the sun. And also know for a fact that you, Callum and Freya fucking love life, and I'd just be like...
Byron said to me on text, he was like, you, Callum and Freya don't know when to stop. You take it too far all the time. And then I said to him, can you just tell me one time that we've taken it too far? Because I genuinely cannot remember a night where we've got in any later than 2 a.m. and we've taken it too far. And I said to the others, do you think we take it too far? And I think, no, actually, I think we're very tame compared to some people.
You are quite tame, but then the thought, I'm fine in Manchester going out and doing whatever because I know I can go home to my bed at any given point. But when you're abroad and it's a hotel, and I think I'm the issue. I think I take it too far. And I think
I would be
the one taking it too far. And then I would regret my life because who the hell wants to be hungover when it's 30 degrees outside?
Oh my God, me. It's beautiful. You lay by the pool, you get a packet of Lay's, and you just sit there and then you drink through it and you go again.
I know. I wouldn't be able to do it. I know for a fact I wouldn't be able to do it.
Saying that, I don't know if this holiday's going to be like that because the season is over. So we have things planned. Yeah, but there's not a lot of people out there at the moment. So like, obviously last time we were meeting loads of people and like doing that. There's quite a big group of us going. There's actually quite a few of us, but I also haven't met any of them before.
Well, so. I cannot wait to hear the stories when you arrive back, touch down in Manchester Airport. I'll be glad to hear all the stories. We'll probably get a bit of FOMO while you're out there, but will my liver thank me for not going?
No, because you're in bloom anyway every single night.
No, babe,
in the
I'm
last
not.
2 weeks, Byron... No, in the last probably like week and a half, Byron's been out 3 times and until like ridiculous hours in the morning, and I haven't. So actually, you've just done exactly what I'm going to do in Magaluf.
Yeah, all right. So I've already done it, which is why I don't need to do it again. You can go out and experience what I've experienced in Manchester, but in Magaluf. And
but in the sun. And I'll come back all nice and tanned.
Oh, babe, I'm not coming. If this is you trying to persuade me, it's not happening.
Byron, I actually don't want you to come, no offence, because you'd be complaining all the time anyway.
I said that. I literally said to Callum, you wouldn't like me being there when it'd be a waste of your time inviting me anyway.
I think you'd just find it, you'd just watch everyone and laugh. Which you can just do from videos that we'll send you.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. But next episode, guys, if you thought this one were bad, the next one's going to be bad, but in a good way.
There's going to be some good stories
yeah,
to
I
tell,
so.
Actually.
I hope so.
Freya might choose a boy over a nectarine this time. We'll explain that story next time.
Oh, God, there's a lot of things that I'm just hoping happen on this trip, and it is Freya getting a shag. That's my top.
She's definitely going to.
I hope so. 100%. Anyway, that sounds
weird.
Tune
in next week to see if you find she gets
God.
A jag.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, yeah.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.